Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're talking about how to effectively change habits. I recently read again a book called The Power of Habit. I really, really highly recommend it. It is so powerful, the impact that habits have on our lives and how much we do just, you know, not even thinking twice about it because it has become a habit. So what I want to do is bring up one critical activity that the author talked about in The Power of Habit. And that is identifying your habit loops and changing them. So the first step in effectively changing a habit is to first identify the routine. So what is the cue for this routine and what is your immediate or expected reward? So in the case of the cookie example that the author gives in the book, you know, what would that reward be? What reward does that give you? Is it the immediate, you know, sugar rush, or is it beating boredom or socializing? Whatever it is that you are getting out of that habit, identify it. And second, experiment with rewards. So like a scientist, you know, experiment with different rewards and observe what effect they have. This way you can determine if a craving is actually what kind of craving is actually driving your routine. So if you're craving that cookie out of hunger or if you're just bored. So the example with craving the cookie, instead of eating the cookie, try socializing instead. And the example that the author gave in the book, he tried socializing in one experiment instead of eating the cookie. He tried drinking coffee instead of eating the cookie another time. And then in a third experiment, he tried eating an apple instead. So that way he could tell, you know, is it the energy boost that I need? Is it the actual nutrition? Am I actually hungry? Or am I just bored? Do I just need to talk to somebody and take a break from work and get my mind on other things? So experiment with your rewards to see which reward you're actually craving. And after each experiment, write down the first 3 thoughts or emotions that come up. And then after 15 minutes, at that time, reassess the effect of the new action. So this forces an awareness of emotions that surround a craving or an urge and help you better identify what is really behind that craving and that habit. The third step is to isolate that urge. What leads up to it? What is it that cues that urge? And just you focus on that whenever it comes up. If it's a daily craving that you have for food, or a particular habit that you're trying to change or, you know, completely get rid of and replace with a healthier habit. Isolate what it is that you're feeling and experiencing around that urge or craving. Building a conscious awareness of what is leading up to that moment. And the fourth step is to have a plan. So find alternatives to the original action that you've built a habit around if you're trying to change it or avoid it. So in the case of the cookies in the break room, you know, at work in the middle of the afternoon, the plan for an alternative would be to try socializing or eating something different or having a cup of coffee. So that goes back to the experimentation. But once you find out what it is that you were actually, that your mind was programmed to expect a reward from, then you can move forward with this step, with having a plan, alternatives. In the case of the example that the author gave in the book, he discovered that what he was really craving was the social interaction, was just a break from boredom. So then he made it his new habit to go find somebody to talk to for 10 minutes every day at about that same time, instead of eating the cookie. So that became his new habit, and that replaced eating the cookie. And then occasionally if he ate the cookie, then, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I blew it, or I screwed up my whole new routine, because really he was feeding what his mind was actually expecting out of the act of eating a cookie, which it turned out didn't have anything to do with actually eating a cookie. So using these steps, you can also learn how to effectively change your habits. And again, those four steps are: first, to identify your routine, figuring out your habit loop. Second, experiment with rewards. Third, isolate the urge. And four, have a plan. Well, that's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.